Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. It is 6:48 p.m. Central Standard Time. Happy Halloween. I'm reading from Awesome Day on Purpose by Valerie Jefferson, which is yours truly, page 31 on 10/31. Jumping right in. While at the park recalibrating my day, the life inside of me resonated. This is what it means to live life on purpose and not wait for the money, relationship, or circumstance to be fully joyful in the moment. Purpose brings power. If we overlook the small wonders, the great ones will overtake us in fear. Remember how to have fun and how to let things go, even the good moments. Choose how your head spins so it isn't a foreign concept. Choose now while it's a choice. Do not let fate decide, and usually in an unfavorable way to our day. Emergencies can be upsets in our lives. We are often unprepared and they are unplanned. Practice drills decrease anxiety towards the unknown. This isn't a negative law of attraction. It is a common sense way to take the pressure off of events that derail yourself and family. Emerge and see before emergencies happen. Emergency protocol and vital records are a shared responsibility. Household members should know how to retrieve documents and are informed properly or and to inform proper officials before trouble arises. And that is page 31 going up to page 32. So resonating this evening, I was reading these before in the mornings to make sure that I got them done. And yet, as part of my commitment, it really resonated to do this later in the day, and I see why, because it resonates so much with where I'm at. And choosing how my head spins so that when it starts to spin because of circumstances, I'll have a better orientation, if you will, of my surroundings, of my bearings. And that's what it means to dance and to twirl and to swirl, to allow options in your mind without feeling obligated to land on a specific answer or a mark, if you will, but just be free in your physical space, in your mental space. Allow thoughts to come through, allow them to leave, you know, play with them for a little bit, introduce yourself. Hey, I'm Val. You're a thought. What is? And I say that in the most highly respectful way. And it says it allows you to know that you're separate from your feelings. You're separate from your thoughts. You're separate from every idea that may enter into your mind. And it may not be yours. It may be planted. It may be an inception. So the power of influence is really strong right now. It's strong in voices. You know, we have right now a black voice. We have a political voice. We have a woman's voice. There are a lot of strong voices out there. A lot of people wanting to help. A lot of other people being just totally frustrated and confused. And where do you find yourself? Where do I find myself? I find myself getting quiet again and practicing that. And now after reading this page, I find twirling is going to be part of my exercise. Twirling and dancing and being very, very free so that the ideas can do the same. They can twirl and they can dance and then they can fall away. Everything doesn't have to materialize. Everything doesn't have to come into this realm of existence and experience. And so you can experience some things in your mind. And you can see how that feels. You can try that on. And you can take it back off and you can appreciate the experience without having to live it out. How's that?
How's that? I like that.
And since I have so much time left, I'm going to go ahead for my bonus and finish reading page 32 since this actually went to I think you call it an orphan at the top of the page. So after making sure that everybody knows where your important papers are, peace of mind comes with access to good knowledge. Peace of mind comes with the access to good knowledge. Give yourself more than a fighting chance against family crises or business upsets. Here's some practical application. Chances are you're one of the more responsible parties in your circles of influence. Take the challenge to call a meeting to officially share critical information before life-altering events strike. That is so key tonight because it's Halloween, it's people having parties, and people just don't always know how to respond to emergencies, and it shouldn't immediately have to go to 911 all the time. So practical application here, chances are you are the person of influence. Call a meeting. This is your homework. Call a meeting of the minds. And let them know what you would have for them to do if it is within their power. If it is an emergency that requires 911, then, you know, so be it. But have some kind of protocol in place. The business of family life and death is undoubtedly unnerving, but necessary to plan. It's not glamorous, but by far one of the most valuable things you can put at the top of your bucket list. This is about having an awesome day on purpose. How can you have an awesome day if in the back of your mind you know you're not prepared for what many people call the inevitable? If you're a procrastinator in this area, there are probably a few unforeseen roadblocks ahead. This writing is about having an awesome day on purpose. There's little use in aim. I love this, how I do this. There's little use in aiming for an awesome day when undeniable house affairs aren't in order. Daily work and obligations won't allow these tasks to nag you every day, but they aren't letting you rest either. Start deflating and disarming crises by setting timers and touching the paperwork once and for all. Life insurance, bills, etc. need a plan of direction. Address it with all you have: creativity, spirituality, organization, assistance, knowledge, jobs, projects, etc. Set the goal and put it in your face. Ask yourself what the next step is, then take the next step. It is a reward that will bring unexplainable relief when you know your loved one's future is secure based on the actionable steps you've taken. Don't put this off if you plan to genuinely have an awesome day and life on purpose. That's me clapping to myself and finding conviction here because I started that process for myself and I'm literally right in the throes of it. But I've allowed a sort of stalemate with some family affairs. And as a licensed insurance agent, among everything else that I do, I invite you to find someone, if not myself, find someone that you can review your life insurance policy with that knows your family or don't mind getting to know your family so that when you move forward in your spiritual journey, your business venture journeys, whatever journey you find yourself on, you know you have a really strong foundation. And it's going to give you that rocket fuel energy that's needed to catapult you into having the life expression that you're looking for. I believe that. I believe that in a major way. And so I take that as my personal conviction tonight. I take that as my homework. It is my takeaway from having an awesome day on purpose, page 31 and 32 on October the 31st, 2020. What are your plans tonight on this awesome night, this awesome full moon, blue moon, Mercury retrograde, daylight savings time weekend in 2020? I'm going to take an invitation, accept an invitation and an offer to go celebrate life with a friend and her other friends. And my intention is to come home a little early and recenter myself. And now that I'm even more clear on my intention to have a strong foundation, so that the ones that I do love have a legacy and something to, some substance to move forward beyond my presence. Make sure that I'm doing all that I can with what I have. And that's how you have an awesome day on purpose. So I'm going to have an awesome day on purpose for the rest of 2020 and beyond. I think I've said enough. I feel complete with that. I do hope that you enjoy this awesome day on purpose reading. If you would like to donate or buy the book, it is available on Amazon.com. Or donations on Cash App, Go Ask Val, $GoAskVal. PayPal donations would be val_jeff@hotmail.com. I don't always put it in the description box, but know that any and every gift, every comment, every listener, past, present, or future, is appreciated. You take care. Have a great, blessed, and wonderful weekend. And I'll see you on the other side. Bye for now.